This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Doc, the Lakers are having a little press conference, huh? To introduce Luka Doncic in his gold and purple. He's not exactly wearing
purple
gold and purple
and
right
gold.
Now.
Purple and,
or purple and gold. Whatever.
Purple and gold.
I don't want you to sound like you don't know what's up.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's like it's not the gold and burgundy. It's the burgundy.
It's not,
and gold,
not black right? and silver. It's silver and black.
What did Jim Zorn call it? The black and lavender?
No, it was
I don't remember. That was before. That was a year
yellow
before
yellow and
me.
Black. It was crazy.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
That wasn't a good sign. All right, so you left it as you know. That's up to Adam Peters to figure out.
Well, no, I trust that he and his team will do what's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the way I look at it. Okay. Because we're talking about a special, special player. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about a banged up, history, injury riddled guy that, you know, at least so far has shown up and missed half the year, all that stuff, right? Myles Garrett is a special, special player at an extreme need position. Because remember, Cleveland Farrell and Dante Fowler. Dante Fowler, he of the 10.5 sacks, but he of the not great at stopping the run, are both free agents. There's no guarantee that they're going to come back, okay? But Myles Garrett, we just gave you some of the contract numbers because of the deal that the Browns struck with him in terms of over the next 2 years, right? Because he's got a bunch of voidable years, so they would have to take on some of that, whatever. I don't want to go too deep in the woods here. As the acquiring team, the Commanders, according to overthecap.com, would have to take on nearly $15 million this year and then about $25 million in the final year of the 2026 season, rather. So they would have two more years left in which they would have to take on the there's some void years in the contract, whatever. They'd have to take on that money and basically get him for 2 years and essentially about $40 million worth of cap space roughly over the 2 years with no guaranteed money. So that's not a lot for a guy with the world-class talent that Myles Garrett has. So to me, the contract right now is not a thing when it comes to acquiring Myles Garrett, just like it wasn't really a thing when it came to acquiring Marshon Lattimore. Now, again, we'll see. The jury's out. We'll see if he can come back and bounce back. We don't have that same situation with Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett, just before I go into the rest of this, played all 17 games last year, Doc. I would say because the Browns were so bad that his impact wasn't felt as much, and that was to say, oh, he had 14 sacks.
third straight year. I mean, I don't think you have to sell him to anybody.
But I just want people to know, okay, in case they haven't been paying attention. His impact wasn't felt as much because the Browns sucked, and yet he still had 14 sacks. And he had 14 sacks the year before that, and 16, and 16 the year before that, okay? So we're talking about a guy who, just by my quick math, 32 and 28, has 60 sacks over the last 4 years. That's 15 sacks on average a year. Now, who knows if that pace would continue as he gets towards age 30 here? I don't know, but I also know that he's pretty damn good at stopping the run and setting the edge, something else that was a problem. Now, here's what I would try and do if I was Adam Peters and if I was the Washington Commanders. I have the third most cap space, again, according to Over the Cap, nearly $90 million. So, again, the cap is not an issue. The contract, I don't think, is an issue. Maybe you'd have to re-extend him. We'll figure that part out after you make the trade. But for right now, you got 2 years, again, roughly $40 million under your cap. I'm going to have to pay, and I'm going to have to pay a lot more than I had to pay for Marshawn Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore was in a bad situation in New Orleans. He didn't want to be there. The team didn't want him. They were tired of his act. They were tired of him being constantly injured. Myles Garrett is not that player. So, to me, it's going to cost at least two first-round picks. And if I had to, if I just asked you, and I know you're not Adam Peters, first blush, this year's first-round pick, number 29 overall, and whatever next year's turns out to be, if that's the price tag, and I think it would be more, but if that's the baseline and the main part of the price tag, would you be willing to pay that for Myles Garrett?
I can't say. And again, this is just something I just don't do it because I don't think anybody that does these kind of things, they're playing make-believe. It's not real. You're not going to win or lose. And it's... I think he's the best player that you got to have. You don't have anybody close. Make it happen. We're never going to hear the truth. Negotiations aren't public. You know it, and I know it. So we're just running in place.
Yeah, I know, but
I don't. I mean, I'm like, why am
it,
I?
It
why
doesn't
am I
matter if we're
place?
Right or wrong. I'm just saying. I'm just asking you: is
no.
the talent worth
the
two
talent
first round
is
picks?
Worth it? But it doesn't mean they'll do it.
I understand that.
Yeah,
but
talent's
if
worth.
Doc Walker was the GM, yeah. and the Cleveland Browns came to you and said, "I want the 29th overall pick, and I want next year's first round pick." To me, I would normally. This is me. I would normally say, no, you know, it's too much. Too much of the for Myles Garrett. I would not even bat an eyelash. If they said two first-round picks, yeah. especially now knowing that it's number 29 this
I'm
year,
with
and this
you
is why I think this
on
is...
On his talent.
Yeah.
But only a fool speculates about another man's business that he doesn't know.
Well, sure, but...
I don't know their
But we have no choice but to speculate.
Yeah, we do have a choice.
We really don't.
Yeah, we do.
We don't.
Yeah, we do. We do have a choice because it doesn't have to be done today.
Well, I understand that.
You run it in place.
But
you just run it in place.
But
you
we
can't solve it.
No, but we do a talk show. And
no, you decide to stay stuck on a topic you can't solve.
Well, I'm not trying to solve it. I'm
you
just trying to tell
it.
You what I think about it.
Okay, and I gave you my answer.
Okay.
You can't change it because you don't like it. I don't play that. That's a hypothetical
well,
game.
Well, that's your answer.
That's your thing.
Okay.
You do you.
But my job is to press you a little bit.
No, you can't press me.
To get you to
I've gone further in reverse than you going and fast forward in this thing.
Well, then
I don't do that.
Then I will leave you on the side of the
Thank
road
you.
And I will tell you,
go ahead and do you
that if the Cleveland Browns called and said, give me two first-round picks,
yeah. oh,
I would do that in a heartbeat.
I love him. He's my favorite player
okay.
available. But I don't know what we have in the cookie jar because now I'm speaking for a guy who I respect.
Right.
I'm speaking for a guy I respect. I know why you're who you are because you've had to think for these idiots for the past decade who really didn't know what the hell they were doing, and you were rightful to do what you're doing. Right now I'm saying in AP I trust. So now I can move to another category and try to solve a problem I can may have a little knowledge about. This one right now, you're working for the agents. You're helping their negotiations.
I'm really not working
Knock
for agents
yourself
here.
Out.
Because Myles
yeah.
Garrett, per se,
and
is not
get
getting
big,
a new contract that an agent is benefiting
I
from.
Love the player. Mm-hmm. I think he's the answer to a lot of our problems. How they solve it is a negotiation. And they're never done publicly.
That part is true.
So you figure it out on your own.
That part
when
is
you
true.
Get your big friend in here tomorrow.
Well, I'm just going to tell you again, if the starting price or the finishing price is two first-round picks, I would pay it in a heartbeat. I normally would not do that. Now, if you're asking me,
and I'm not saying you are. Because they plan on being good again.
Right.
So you're giving away two first-round picks in the 20s? Great deal.
Right. But
because they plan on being good
what
again.
If it's three first-round picks? Now I start to go,
If I got close to 30? We might have to arm wrestle about it.
That's where I start to
go. It'd be a negotiation.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because of injuries, because of elevating age. Whereas I think most people in this fan base, again, most people, would go three first round picks for Myles Garrett. Hell yeah. Where do I sign up?
But you're saying most people. Are we talking about callers? Talking about people on the way on
the people
X?
That we have some influence over. We don't have any influence over Adam Peters.
And they have the absolute. No chance of ever getting on Adam's table to where he'll listen to what they say and actually apply it to the deal. Zero chance. Right. Now, as I would have talking to anybody from NASA if they were talking about a space program right now. I'd have zero.
Yeah.
I can be a fan of it. They're not listening to me. Period.
But we can also say this, that while we don't know if we're going to be right, wrong, or even close... Mm-hmm. What we can say is, hey, you know, if on February the 4th we're saying Myles Garrett wants out of Cleveland, the Commanders have a clear and decisive need.
I'm happy about that.
Yes.
We should be in the hunt.
You should be in the hunt. You should be aggressive.
But
the question is how aggressive?
Aren't public.
Fine.
All you do is help the agent.
But
they play people.
See, I don't think the agents have anything to do with this, this particular deal. But I would say this. If the Commanders, see, here's the thing that people forget, right? Trades can't become official until the league new year starts, which is mid-March, whatever that date is.
Right.
They can be done now. So the notion that, we have 6 weeks to discuss this. No, because it might happen today.
Oh, they've been working
on this. It might happen tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Adam Peters might be on the phone with Andrew Berry now.
As we speak.
And if he is on the phone, and I'm just using, again, trying to use common sense. I'm trying to, calculate this in my mind. I would not have a problem with the Commanders trading two first-round picks. I would have an issue.
Okay.
A hesitation. I might do it, but I might have a hesitation. I would have a hesitation.
Two picks and a player
at three
now.
First round picks. Now, what if I ask you this? You just said, what if it's two first round picks, number 29 overall, and next year's first round pick,
fair.
Or even a 27 first round pick, and Daron Payne?
That's fair. Everybody's game. I can't win with the people I have.
Yeah.
So you ask, posing me like I'm like you in like, what do you think? I have no problem. I can get rid of everybody here but JD5. So everything's open. Everybody's open because I can't win what I need to win with them.
I guess my point in saying that is I think they're going to have to get rid of.
Okay, good.
One of the two, John Allen. Daron Payne, I would much rather it be Daron Payne than Jonathan Allen.
But that means they may want John Allen. Let's see.
Exactly.
Either way.
I would do both. Would do one or the other.
Whatever.
If Cleveland said, hey, man, we want one of those two guys,
and we want
two first-round picks.
And they should want that.
I would probably still be willing to do
that. It's a negotiation, and I would ask him for Eckler. I'd ask him for as much as I can. That's the thing I'm saying. It's a negotiation.
Right.
You ask for way more than you ever hope to get and hope that they're dumb enough to cave in and do it. That's what I'm saying.
Don't think Adam Peters is dumb enough to cave in and pay whatever price Cleveland asks for.
It depends on how bad he wants him.
Yeah.
It's just like Ayuk's deal. Negotiations that are done publicly are all pantomime because you and I do know that it comes down to how bad do you want him? How bad do I want to get rid of somebody? And that's going to happen one-on-one. And then they break. Somebody breaks. It's all leverage. And so the fun part about it, it's fun until you're in it. Now, if you're in it, for Cleveland, it's going to be a really tough deal. They know their quarterback situation is benign. This is the best thing they have. They're giving up everything. They've got to get a king's ransom.
Let me ask you this. We spend this amount of time talking about Myles Garrett, what it could cost, and whatever. And clearly, he's... the top.
He's my number one guy.
Clearly.
My number one guy.
Khalil Mack is also a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
who costs you nothing but whatever the contract that you agree and he agrees. And in that case, you would be potentially helping the agent, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's 34 years old, though, 5 years older than Myles Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still very, very, very productive. But mm-hmm. Khalil Mack is out there. Hassan Reddick, who was a disaster to deal with. I would never want to go near Hassan Reddick. I don't care how talented he is.
Mm-hmm.
No thanks. DeMarcus Lawrence
mm-hmm.
is available.
Mm-hmm.
A free agent from mm-hmm. the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Injured for a good portion of last year. Came back. Dan Quinn familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Witt familiar. Obviously, again, familiar both ways. He is with them. They are with him. He's a little bit up there in age. He's 33 years old. That's a little bit older for me if you were talking about a three-year deal, what have you. But DeMarcus Lawrence is an option. And then there's this. Chase Young.
Not an option.
Not an option at all.
Not for me, it wouldn't be.
Adam Peters was part of the group that made the trade for him from Washington to San Francisco.
And he's still part of the group that made the move for him to get from San Francisco to New Orleans.
That is fair.
Exit,
or that didn't bring
jogging,
him back.
When they saw him jogging on deal.
Right.
Yeah, you, me personally, no.
So, clearly
I'm
your number one
marketing.
Target.
I'm doing no marketing in this.
Okay.
The only reason I get you is that you're a savage. I love Chase's hustle,
mm-hmm.
but until he allows himself to be coached, and his technique, doing what he does, when you're bigger, stronger, faster than everybody, you don't have to have a lot of techniques. On this level, you do. I love everything about him, but his inability to let people coach him so he can utilize his real athleticism. Until he decides to do that, me and him are not going to connect.
Is his hustle, though?
Hustle's outstanding.
But is it consistent?
No. When he wants to.
Well, he's when he wants to.
He's playing on what? He's going to be one of those guys that once he loses his athleticism in his 30s, he's going to be regretful.
He's still here, by the way. He's still living here during the offseason, for whatever it's worth.
Whatever.
I'm sure he'd like to come back under this new regime.
I have no idea. But I do know that.
I know he's here.
I do know that he runs his butt off.
When he wants
when he,
to, though.
That's my point.
Yeah.
He has the ability. Once you get older and you lose that ability to turn it on and turn it off, he's going to be regretful because he held talent hostage. That's what happens when you're young. But to answer your question, no.
Those names that I just listed, you would clearly identify still Myles Garrett, even though he's not a free agent.
He's
ahead of those guys,
he's
right?
He's better than everybody in the league. He's number one.
But you have to then balance that based on how much compensation you have to give up for
him. Well, yeah, but they don't compare to him.
Okay.
Combined, they're him.
Here's the reason why I would be willing to do a Myles Garrett, besides what you just said, is because, again, and this is a big thing for me, the contract is not prohibitive for mm-hmm. the Commanders to absorb. It's not 5 years and $120 million and you got to make a hefty, hefty, hefty commitment. Eventually, you might have to do a contract extension if he's happy here, you're happy with him, you believe that he's going in the right direction, so on and so forth.
The interest is that my quarterback right now allows me for a few years to play this kind of game.
Yes.
Period.
Well, that's the other part of it, is that you get him and Lattimore basically for a two-year trial period mm-hmm. while Jaden Daniels is under very, very, very controllable money. All right. Here's the question for you. 301-230-0980. What would you be willing to pay for Myles Garrett if you were making the decision? If you had to guess what Adam Peters might be willing to pay? Or are you not willing to pay it at all? You don't want it. You'd rather a free agent, again, like a Khalil Mack or a DeMarcus Lawrence or Chase Young or Josh Sweat from the NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. We'll tackle that more next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, so I was just watching Tom Pelissero from NFL Network on the Rich Eisen show, which I guess is part of the Odyssey family now. Who knew? From down at the Super Bowl and Radio Row. And what basically Pelissero was saying is this was not just a frustrated statement coming out from Myles Garrett yesterday with no thought. They've been doing this for weeks behind the scenes, letting him know that they want out, letting them know that they want out. Apparently what the Cleveland Browns want is to do a contract extension with Myles Garrett to lock him in basically for the rest of his career with the Cleveland Browns. Basically, you know, they kept Joe Thomas all those years of how they were, right? And Joe Thomas went from Cleveland right down the road to Canton, right? And they were fortunate to have that. Doesn't look like they'll be as fortunate with Myles Garrett. So he's saying basically to Cleveland, look, money is not an issue. We're not going anywhere. We're not doing the right thing. We've screwed up. And who can blame them? So the question becomes, again, if you don't have to necessarily worry about money, and I'm not saying he would have the exact same approach here or anywhere else. If you don't have to worry about that, Doc, then what would you pay in terms of compensation? And again, I said, if the starting price was two first round picks, I'd do it in a heartbeat. If you told me two first round picks and let's just say Daron Payne, I would still do that. Okay. And I don't know if Cleveland would do that, but I would do that because Daron Payne is never, ever, 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 ever going to be what they paid him to be here, period. I know that. Everybody knows that. I think they know that. Maybe they didn't know that for sure before this year. I think they know it now. And I think they are smart enough to figure that out. I'd be surprised if they don't, if they haven't figured that out. So if you told me two first-round picks and Daron Payne, I would probably still do that. If you told me three first-round picks, 25 at 2025 this year, at number 29 overall, 26 and 27, where I don't know, but I think those picks will be in the 20s, maybe the mid to late 20s, I would have hesitation. I would. I know a lot of people would still do it. I would still think, hey, man, as much as I would love to have Myles Garrett, am I better off with those picks and signing DeMarcus Lawrence? Am I better off with those picks and signing Khalil Mack? And the answer to me in that regard is yes, I'm better off with those guys and those picks. And maybe I can find the next Myles Garrett or something similar to develop in my system.
Don't think it exists.
I don't, it doesn't exist to his level.
Yeah,
but
he's that good.
I wonder if Adam Peters is as smart as everybody thinks he is, right? I wonder if he can't find.
I don't know
half
if it's
of
on Adam
Myles
to
Garrett.
Find it. It's got to exist. Can't
what,
find
what about half
exist.
Of Myles Garrett?
No, that I'll go with you on.
Okay.
That's more realistic.
Yeah.
Let's say there's only six of these creatures on the planet. And so, yeah, trying to find one. I mean, there's not a huge drop, but there is a drop between Watt and this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, between kids, Bosa's and this guy.
Yeah.
This guy's not only bigger than all the rest of them, but just as fast.
Well, the other part of Myles Garrett, okay, and I just want to double check this and pull this back up again. I told you he played 17 games last year, right? The other thing about Myles Garrett, even at the age of 29, Doc, he's durable. He missed one game in 2023, one game in 2022, played in all 17 games the first year that they had 17 games, 2021 and last year. So he's missed two games in 4 years, right? The only other year that he missed time, significant time, was 2019, where he missed six games. He played in 10, missed 6. So
and no tears, no, yeah.
I mean, T.J. Watt, not overly durable, I don't think. Bosa in San Francisco, always banged up. Khalil Mack, 34 years old.
Yeah.
That's
out of the question.
DeMarcus Lawrence missed a bunch of games. And guys are going to miss games.
Yeah.
But Myles Garrett, right now, has a four-year recent track history of being extremely durable. And to me, that's so important, maybe even more important than what he does as a run stopper, not as a pass rusher, but what he does as a run stopper, but he can do that as well. So that's why we're talking about having to pay a hefty price. All right, let's squeeze in a call here before the bottom of the hour, and then we will get more calls after the trending alert. Let's go to Rob and Frederick next up on the Team 980. Rob, how much would you be willing to pay for Myles Garrett?
It's not the question for me how much to pay because they're smarter than I am and they know what they need to give up for. My question is, if they hold out longer, closer to the draft, and this thing drags out, does the price go up or does the price go down?
I think the price tends to go up after the initial wave of free agency because teams that don't get a big-time shot in the arm at defensive end edge are then more desperate. Okay. That's what I think, but I don't know that.
Okay. That was my question because it seemed like it, when like Cleo Mack came back from Chicago in the trade, it seemed like they were willing to give him away just to give him away to get rid of the contract. And the draft was coming up, and they wanted extra capital. That's the only reason I was asking.
Yeah. No, it's a fair question. I appreciate the phone call. Here's the deal. Every situation is different, right? I don't remember the exact particulars with Khalil Mack going from Chicago to the Chargers, but yeah. I think there was a little bit of a mess involved in there. But Khalil Mack, I should say, Myles Garrett has made it clear. Hey, man, like, no offense. I've enjoyed my time in Cleveland. But we're not winning a Super Bowl anytime soon. And he looks around and says, my God, we have an absolute disaster at quarterback. Not to mention other deficiencies. We have a disaster at quarterback. Now, the Browns are going to look and say, wait a second, we're trying to build a new stadium. We're trying to compete with the Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, and whatever is remaining of the Pittsburgh Steelers, right? And Joe Burrow and the Bengals. We have to have you. Or we're nothing. We have no chance. But I would look at it from a Browns perspective. This gives me an opportunity to make up some of the damage that I chose to take on in a terrible Deshaun Watson deal. All right, let's do a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, Super Bowl 59 inching closer, and the news that has been coming out of New Orleans is now basically official. Andy Reid says he will indeed return for at least one more season as head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, perhaps as three-time defending Super Bowl champions against his former team. He says, I enjoy the football games. You can't put in the hours that we do and not enjoy it, so I really love the game. So Andy Reid sticking around for one more year at least beyond this year, win or lose, barring a change of heart. Meanwhile, Luka Doncic introduced by the Los Angeles Lakers. He was stunned by the trade, but excited to join LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers, while Anthony Davis says he's over it. He's ready to play for the Dallas Mavericks after being traded. From golf sad news, Tiger Woods' mother, Catilda, dying at the age of 70. Woods, in a statement, called his mom his biggest fan and said she was a force of nature. She had attended his TGL match in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, last week, and again passing away at the age of 78. Caps hosting the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop, Capital One Arena. You can hear it on 106.7 The Fan. Meanwhile, over here on the Team 980, beginning at 8:15, we'll have the Hoyas at Xavier. Again, 8:15 with Rich Votkin on the call on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, and that's what's trending. All right, before we get back to the calls, are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? Well, if you are, we've got good news for you. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination. Visit the biggest March Hoops party of them all at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. We continue along on the phones. DOC, I am the Rooster. Heavy Metal Chris on the other side of the glass. Let's go to Ronald in Greenbelt. Next up on the Team 980. Ron, how are you? What are you willing to pay for Myles Garrett?
Hey, you doing, Rooster, man?
What's DOC up, Ron? What's going on?
This GM, two or three ones. you know, spread the sticks out if Cleveland agrees to it. That way you got some wiggle room. Because this guy, Miles Garrett, is like clone of Charles Mann. But Charles Mann played special teams too, but he was much younger at this time then. But Miles Garrett is. As long as he don't swing no helmets at nobody when he gets angry.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's a history. Yeah, there's not a history of bad behavior, quite honestly. Yeah, quite honestly, they took on a guy that has an edgy, chippy history in Marshawn Lattimore. I don't think that's even really a major concern at this point with Miles Garrett. I could be wrong, but...
That was a joke.
Yeah. No, I know.
That was just a little jokey joke.
No. Anyway, I'm just saying, I understood you were joking, but I was just clarifying just because, again, guys do have reputations, and I forgot about that, quite honestly.
You never know. Mm-hmm. You're hothead, you know. Let's just turn his anger into stacks, let's put it that way.
So you said two or three first-round picks, which, I mean, again,
If Cleveland can spread them out, if they can spread a one for next year, maybe a one for 28 and 29.
I would have to double check the rules. I don't know how far you can go down the line. It's not like the stupid NBA where you could trade like 2053 first round picks for players. Right, I would have to double check the rules on that.
Yeah, I'm thinking NBA, NFL. They do 1 year, maybe space out 1 year, maybe.
Yeah.
And like I said, Deron Payne is not a defensive end. His natural position might be defensive tackle.
Well, it is, but he can play end. And some would argue that he was, when they put him at end, that was when their run defense was the best.
Yeah, I know. I don't see his body type at end. Just too small, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, this is my opinion. All right, thanks for the call.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Ronald. Here's the thing. I don't know Cleveland's roster and their interior defensive tackles enough.
Nobody does, but Cleveland.
I would say they traded Za'Darius Smith, another end. In this case, they would be trading Miles Garrett. Could they use Deron Payne? Probably. I don't know how they would evaluate that. I was just trying to figure out a way that if you could solve one problem for another, meaning keep the cost somewhat lower, i.e. two first-round picks, I think it would still have to come with two first-round picks. Instead of a third first-round pick and maybe, I don't know, a second-round pick or a third-round pick or whatever, I would try my best if I could see if I could sucker them, and you wouldn't be suckering them, although they got suckered on the Deshaun Watson deal. I would see, Doc, if I could try and unload Deron Payne, because that to me is a problem for this team.
Or is Deshaun Jess a fraud? Because what they got suckered on, we saw in real time.
Yeah.
He played his butt off.
Yeah.
Or is he disturbed? Does he have a glitch? A mental glitch.
Yeah, I mean,
let's be fair. We all saw him. He boy-balled out. And then he got there. It's the same thing. Is the brother in Baltimore, is he having a mental glitch? We saw him be unflappable, kicking field goals.
Mm-hmm.
Now there seems to be another side of him. So
yeah,
I think we have to keep this stuff in count. These guys just are ball players. They're humans. And sometimes the wires get crossed.
Yeah, I mean that's all fair. That's all fair.
You get a guy with an issue, and you knew it, and you still going with the deal, that's on you.
I would say, though, some teams evaluate players, differently, and we know that some players, good and bad, fit into different cultures, different schemes, different buildings, different whatever.
The team collaborated with him.
Mm-hmm.
They allowed masseuse size to come into their...
Well, you're talking about down in Houston.
Down in Houston.
Yeah.
And everybody knew it.
Yeah.
So he wasn't working in back alleys.
Right. But
this happened under the league and team
My
control.
Thing is I don't blame the Houston Texans. I don't think reasonably. Just like I don't think the Baltimore Ravens knew that Justin Tucker was doing some of the stuff that he's alleged to have done. I mean, some of the accusations are pretty graphic.
Maybe not, but if you run a multi-million dollar operation and you say you don't know, then I say that's on you.
But you know, Doc, from years of us traveling together.
Right.
And from years of us traveling. Remember,
right.
uh, I'll tell the story real quick. Remember in 2011, at the end of the 2011 season, so it was end of year two for Mike Shanahan. Mm-hmm. They were 5-10 going into the final game. It was New Year's Eve into New Year's Day in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And Rocky McIntosh knew he wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
So he broke curfew. He stuffed his bed mm-hmm. with all sorts of things, right? Right? And when they went and did the curfew, right, check, they, mm-hmm. they busted him, and yeah. then they deactivated him for the game. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody leaked that to me,
right?
Okay, and it was turned out to be true. And Rocky mm-hmm. was upset about something else that I reported, not about that, mm-hmm. but was that the team's fault because Rocky McIntosh knew he was on his last? You know, I don't always blame the team because A, they inherited him. Now they kept him, but they inherited him, and B, because you can't always be a babysitter for 70 some odd
then
men.
Why
right?
have control? Why have people on the hall?
Well,
why
I
have
mean,
this
yeah.
if you don't? If you have it,
I mean, ideally, you'd like to control.
Yeah, when you
it.
Have it, then have it done
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
What they showed you is that they had a breakdown in their security.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but then they busted them.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it's not always the team's fault. Like at some point, the player or the person or the individual has to say, you know what? I'm a professional. I can't be breaking laws and or rules, period.
Yeah.
You know?
But and again, everything is how you take it.
Yeah,
because if
fair.
You gave your son or daughter to somebody to a camp, you expect the camp people to be responsible yeah. and to figure all these things yeah. out. Now, you trust in them.
By the way, just real quickly, before we go back to the calls, the Cleveland Browns interior defensive tackles have Dalvin Tomlinson, mm-hmm. Shelby Harris, Maurice Hurst, and Mike Hall, who was a second-round pick last year. That's a pretty, I would say, fairly good group perception-wise from my perception. I don't know how they've evaluated it. But I would say, based on what I know of that group, it's unlikely that they would be willing to take on a Daron Payne. But again, if I'm Adam Peters and I could somehow
you
find a way.
5% of the whole listening yeah. audience that knows any of those people.
I understand that. I'm telling you what I think.
Good. Good. You want I'm me interested.
To, you want me to go to there?
Yeah, this would be
all
interesting.
Right. Okay. I mean,
you might hit the jackpot. Well, there might be one person out here in listening land that actually cares about what you're talking about with the Cleveland Browns and their D-line.
Well, I don't know how else to talk about this topic, though. I mean, Doc would
oh,
be...
Oh, you'll figure out a way to figure it out.
I mean, Doc, I don't know how... I don't know how you
I
do 3 and 4 hours a day
New
of
York.
Sports Talk Radio.
I was happy when we talked about New York. Oh, I do 3 hours a weekend solo.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that if you don't talk about any of this stuff.
I don't talk about issues that people don't give a damn about.
Why? What do they care
Browns,
about?
Cleveland Browns are irrelevant.
What do they care about?
One guy who's exceptional.
Yeah.
But we don't need an hour on this.
But this is how you make a trade.
We don't make the trade. They make the trade.
I know, but I can't.
Yeah.
I
no, but don't stop
I
me from doing
control,
you.
I can't
no.
control what they do.
Do
I
you.
Have to worry about what I do.
Carry
I gotta make
on.
The, I got to make the needle move for
Carry
3 hours
on.
A day.
Carry on. I guarantee right. you this ain't moving.
Trust me, it is. Nick in Bethesda's got a wackadoo theory, apparently. What's up, Nick? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Just fine, Nick.
Cool. All right. So, yes, wackadoo theory, but Commander's in a unique situation. They have a quarterback on a rookie deal and a ton of cap space. So, my suggestion is trade for Myles Garrett, and what you're offering in exchange is to take the Watson contract off of Cleveland's hands because you can absorb it, cut Watson. He never steps foot in the locker room, but, you know, maybe you give him Payne or Allen or both or whatever, but this is a unique opportunity. You've got the cap space to absorb it and then get rid of Watson, but then you get Garrett without giving up any draft choices or any other talent that you want to keep.
Oh, so you're saying in lieu of the draft picks, taking Watson's money back. Okay. I thought you were talking about still
yeah.
paying the picks and taking Watson. Okay.
No. No picks. You're
interesting.
Doing them a huge favor by taking Watson off their hands. And you are uniquely capable of doing this because, again, tons of cap room because you still have a quarterback on a rookie deal. And I think Watson's only got, what, like 2 years left? So you bite the bullet for 2 years, but McGarrett is all yours without giving up any picks.
Well, so here's what I don't know, honestly, how the calculation would work, because it's a guaranteed salary that he's got, meaning Watson. So if you take on that contract, right, because it's fully guaranteed, and then your plan is just to get rid of him, right? He's not going to be in your building. Then you're going to have to pay, I think, I'm not 100% sure on this, $46 million in each of the next 2 years just to, again, take Myles Garrett off their hands. Or I'm sorry, to take Deshaun Watson off their hands to get Myles Garrett on in addition, but not to pay the compensation. Now, you would have to, I guess, weigh, right? I mean, if we're talking about them having to absorb 90-ish million dollars worth of salary and not having Deshaun Watson in the building, is that worth basically 3 first-round picks?
Right.
Right? What it's an interesting theory. Yeah. I would not laugh at you, and I would not rule it out. I don't know if I could do that, if I could justify that, even though they have a ton of money.
All right. Well, that was my wackadoo idea.
It's not that
it was
crazy.
A good one.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, right? It's not that crazy, Doc.
No, it was wackadoo.
It's a little wackadoo, but it's a little bit out there. Hey, listen, Marcus Mariota's a free agent. They need a backup quarterback, don't they? I mean, no guarantee that Marcus Mariota is coming back.
Deshaun's got to have a no trade clause too. You figure?
Yeah, maybe. I would have to check that out.
They probably give him a no trade.
I would have to check that out. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it. That's interesting. I would have to do a lot more studying on that in terms of,
and I
again,
think you should.
You think I should?
You think
all my free time?
I think you should dig deeper. I think that young man might be onto something.
You think I should break down the Cleveland Browns roster a little bit more?
I think
more?
It'd be helpful.
Yeah.
Do you want to inform your listeners?
Well, I
give them a good background.
I aim to inform.
You do it. I'm impressed.
I don't sit here and just go, hey, they should trade for Myles Garrett and never say anything else again. I've got to come up with wackadoo theories of my own in order to make the conversation move.
Okay.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
Interesting.
Interesting. All right, more of your calls coming up. 301-230-0980. Cooper Kupp is also available. If the Rams come calling, is Adam Peters' ears ringing? We'll tackle that coming up, as well as more of your phone calls on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, plus Jay Gruden in about 12 minutes or so on the other side of 3 o'clock. All right, wrapping up the 2 o'clock hour. Jay Gruden on the way in about 10 minutes. So why don't we go and grab at least a call or two here. D.C. in Calvert County is with us on the Team 980. D.C., how are you, pal?
D.C.
D.C.
Nice. Wake up, D.C.
Not there. Let's go to Chris in Damascus. What's up, Chris?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Chris. What's going on?
Hey, you guys, that last rooster, you did great. You got Doc to give us an answer, and at the end of it all, it is like Johnny Cochran or something.
It's like
you got Doc to say, yeah, I wouldn't take Khalil Mack, all those guys you said, and that's what I wanted to know, because I know I do, and I think everybody does. Myles Garrett, especially, is a game changer. We like that word, right? Game changer.
Yes. I'm just trying to poke the bear a little bit, Chris.
You
know,
you didn't poke it. No, you had to dig, because Doc, that's Doc. Doc doesn't give anything away.
Yeah.
And you dug down. You actually got it out of there with all your filibuster. You're my Johnny.
He's good at filibuster.
I don't know what y'all want to do, but it was great. And Doc is great, because Doc knows. Doc's been there. Doc knows what he. Doc's the leader of these guys. We know. He knows what it takes. He's standing next to the dudes. He knows what Joe Jacoby is. Joe Jacoby, I heard the other day on the radio, said, we're not going to win without Snyder. He said that back when Gibbs 2.0 came back. But anyway, that was really entertaining. And Rooster, you did a great job. And Doc, he got you to give something up. Anyway, that was really good. And I'm going to leave it at that. But Myles Garrett's a game changer, I think. But look, it's up to Adam Peters. It's all up to him and how he assesses
things.
But you guys
No doubt.
Are breaking it down. You guys are breaking it down good, and that was very entertaining. Thank you for the entertainment, fellas.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate you. Baseball season's almost here, Chris. Baseball season's almost here.
I cannot wait.
I know you can't. We'll talk, but talk plenty of Nationals.
We need like at least a Phil Wood or some semblance of something that maybe give us an hour on a Saturday or Sunday that's just baseball or something.
We'll bring Phil back. Phil was on with me last year.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
I know. Not enough. But I know, Doc.
You want to hit that Visa card, and then we'll get him on as often as possible.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Should we go back to? Did you check back in with line six or no? You want me to go there or? I don't think. Let's go Anthony in D.C. Real quickly here before the top. What's up, Anthony? How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, Anthony. What's going on?
So, Doc, I've heard you on multiple occasions say that you think we're three people away.
Yep.
I respectfully disagree and say we're a minimum of four people away.
Okay, you're right.
And what I mean by that is, best case scenario, you have at least one All-Pro on both sides of the line, and below that you have two other players that are just below All-Pro level. So at a minimum, you want at least two people on the offensive defensive line that are just below All-Pro level. It's gravy if you get All-Pro players. So I'm going to throw some names out at you real quick. Joe Jacoby, Jim Lachey, Chris Samuels, Trent Williams. What do they represent? They represent 30 years straight of dominance at the left tackle. But who did Jacoby have? Jacoby had Grimm. Who did Lachey have? He had Rollo. And who did Chris Samuels had? He had the big banger. And Trent had the big banger for the early part of his career. On the flip side, Dexter had Charles. Charles had Dexter. So when you got at least two of them that can dominate, that solves a whole lot of problems. You can run the ball. You can pass the ball. You can stop the run. You can get out to the passer. So that's why I say we need four.
All right.
What say you?
I didn't understand your point, but tell your friends you were right.
tell anyone who cares.
Hey, anybody will listen to you that you were right.
I mean, you say three. He says four. I mean, they need a lot more help. Even though they made it to the conference championship game, nobody should fool themselves to think that this roster doesn't need a serious injection of talent. But it all starts on the offensive and defensive lines, which that I know we agree on. All right, Jay Gruden coming up next. We'll see what he thinks about Myles Garrett, about Cooper Kupp, and more on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.